And we're back here at CC Radio. I don't know what episode it is. I haven't hosted in a minute.
What does CC stand for again?
Bro, culinary culture.
Oh, culinary culture.
Culinary.
Okay.
Because in today's episode, we're going to talk about meals that we've cooked. Because right now, you know what I'm saying? Everybody could spice it up in the kitchen. You know what I'm saying? But I think I just wanted to talk about that today because, you know, Jamin brought up the point of culinary culture. You know, and I want to hear from our listeners out there today on, you know, what dishes you like to cook. You know, you got
Kevin, somewhere. I don't know how to cook, bro.
That's a shame. It's Memorial Day coming up. You already know I'm going to be in the barbecues, man.
Kevin, I've literally never seen you barbecue, and we've been together for 5 years.
Okay, that's a lie. Because
like, ever.
Remember when Donovan...
Closest thing to having got to barbecue was our roast sessions.
Sorry. He made some hot dogs one time that were already pre-cooked.
Were they in the microwave?
They were the pre-made, like, frozen hamburger patties.
And I threw it on the grill. Like, bro, like, I could, if y'all really wanted me to.
You know, a two-year-old could do that, right?
Bro, if y'all really want me to, I could go to the store, get the ground meat, and I could get the little Lipton thing, put the barbecue sauce in it, bro.
Lipton?
Really? Yeah,
that's
y'all.
That's tea. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what?
What's the
Tevin don't know how to cook, bro.
He's getting some herbal
burgers, bro. It's a veggie burger
bro,
now.
Nah, bro. What's the name? What is the name, bro?
Are you talking about Sweet Baby Ray's? That's barbecue.
Nah, dog. Nah.
He got out the
Lipton.
What's
the stuff? What's the stuff that
lemon pepper?
Nah. What's the stuff that you put
lemongrass.
In the onion dip? That's the like the nah, hold on.
Okay, so on today's episode of Tevin doesn't know what he's talking about.
Hey, bro, see, I told y'all I wasn't tripping. It is Lipton. Ooh, hold on.
Lipton what?
Look at that, bro. Y'all over here got me messed up. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, see, now you're pressing. But
what is
cancel,
it?
Let me see.
Lipton. So Lipton does
How do we end up in an email?
I hate these phones, man.
Anywho,
bruh, hold on. Bruh, look at this. Hold on. Delete draft. Hold on. Look at that. Lipton. So to everybody out there,
oh,
Lipton. Yes.
I never knew the name of that brand.
Yes.
That's like saying I went to the store.
You put that on the burger?
Bruh, you put that like inside like the ground meat. And
the onion dip?
Yeah, bruh. My family used to do that all the time. You get the ground meat. You put the barbecue sauce in it. You put the Lipton in there. And then you can make a burger out of that stuff. It's flame,
Recipe
bro.
Secrets onion. Okay.
Yeah.
I've seen
that
box before, but I never knew it was Lipton.
And y'all trying to really roast on me saying that Lipton
honestly,
only is tea.
That sounds
it's not
like
a common ingredient.
It's
in,
not. Because
like
normally,
burger.
You know, you get the Obey. You know, if you're getting ground meat, yeah, Lowry's,
bruh.
Whatever, it's a little bit of black pepper, garlic, salt.
No, for real.
You know, all that good stuff. You know, Chef Boyardee, I didn't want to spill all my secrets and whatnot.
All I'm saying is my G, your boy knows how to cook. Ask Michaela. She, can I get the Louisiana chicken pasta? Bruh, your boy knows how
to cook.
Okay,
let me just tell you guys the story. Tevin went to the Cheesecake Factory one time and fell in love with Louisiana chicken pasta.
We know, yeah.
So he
when
looked,
I was in 8th grade.
So he went on Google and found the recipe, and he's been making it ever since. Tevin.
Yep.
I just don't think
good.
You're
and
like
I make
really
it better.
A cook.
I'm a cook. I'm a beggar. I can do it all.
I don't really know. I can't.
You could barely run a radio show, bro.
y'all see the thing is like I just come off of the jump. You know what I'm saying? Like we had culinary culture. You feel me? Now we over here talking about dishes that we've done made, but I don't think either of y'all have made any dishes except me.
Oh, okay. So senior year of college, I didn't make dinner for us almost every single night.
Oh. What?
Steak, chicken, rice, all
the
that. When I lived at 13th and Olive.
When you were a starving college student.
And I made food too.
You were a starving college student, and Michaela fed you.
Dude, you're tripping. I'll be the first person to admit I don't know how to cook. Like I can make the basics: chicken, pasta, and tacos.
I'll make some fire toast. Pasta.
That's weak, bro.
No, I'm kidding. I can. Yo, you know you gotta put the toast in for the perfect time. So
bro,
it's true.
You can
burn it. You can burn it.
So
or
what's
you can
undercook
you can, like,
it? You know, you don't want to undercook
it's
your toast.
Soggy.
You could put too much butter on it. You gotta apply the right amount of butter.
Right.
I don't know, bro.
You know,
like
you gotta
apply
the right amount of jelly.
Exactly.
And... Yeah. Hey, you know, I'm gonna put you on some real quick. You ain't even gonna expect this. One time. I was feeling real experimental with the toast, right? So I got the toast, right? slap a little butter on there, right? Put a little bit of brown sugar, cinnamon, just a little sprinkle. Then I went to the stove.
You've never made cinnamon toast in the stove before?
Yeah, but guess what? I'm not dumb, Michaela. Don't interrupt Jalen's cooking class. Then I went to the stove and caramelized some apples. Yeah. And then spread those on top, and it was beautiful. It was like a little breakfast dessert.
Good job, man.
It was wonderful.
That's amazing, bro.
It was. Try it out.
That's amazing.
It's even better if you actually make French toast with the caramelized apples, obviously. But I didn't have the energy to actually go through with the French toast. I thought you got excited about my food, and I felt really good inside, but now this dude,
Victor, we are literally in the studio, and he is watching a baseball game.
The Yankees are playing the Rangers, and it's a very high-scoring game. It's 11-10 Rangers, and it's the bottom of the eighth, and I'm a Yankees fan, so this is, like, very important. But I'm also listening to culinary culture.
Culinary culture, right?
Chef Boyardee, you know, I didn't want to get too involved in this conversation and spill all my secrets because, you know, I like to whip it up in the kitchen, make, you know, 3.5-star meals, not 5-star, just 3.5.
Sometimes four.
I try to make five. Last time I tried to make five, I needed help. I had to Google. And, you know, I feel like that took away from my expertise, you know, so I had to knock down a couple of stars.
Whipping, bro.
Yeah, I know. It's all good, though. You know, I love seafood dishes. I love making seafood dishes.
What type of seafood dishes, bro?
Anything that involves shrimp. Honestly, shrimp scampi is really good.
I don't know what that is, bro.
Any type of pasta involving shrimp.
Shrimp pasta.
You gotta have...
I like my carbs. Okay. I like my carbs a lot.
You gotta have... Bruh, I know how to make the most fire catfish out, bruh. Thing is, you gotta get a little bit of the ketchup, dog, with the tartar sauce.
All right, you're done. Okay. You're done. You sound like Zach right now. You get the ketchup.
Y'all ain't never had ketchup with catfish?
I will never put ketchup on my catfish. I'm sorry.
Y'all wildin', bro.
If I'm putting ketchup on my catfish, it's a last resort.
So what are you using then?
If it's hot sauce?
If it's breaded, I'm putting hot sauce on it, yeah.
And so you ain't tartar sauce?
No, I don't like ketchup on my fish. It's just my personal thing.
So for fish and chips, what do you do?
I eat the hot sauce. I do not mess with tartar sauce.
You lost me there.
I don't like tartar sauce. I might use like ranch or something like that. But other than that, I don't ever get fish and chips. Rarely, and two, I'll just eat the fish by itself.
So you like dry fish?
It's not dry. If you cook the fish right, you don't have to put any condiments on it. That's my philosophy. If you really know how to cook fish, you don't need condiments. Like, if you gonna deep fry some fish, my homeboy Tyler, bro, his dad, he made the most fire deep fried sturgeon, and he battered it up in such a way that it melted my soul, and I learned to love again.
All right, bro. So peep this. Where can we get the best fish and chips in Portland?
I don't go out to eat here, bro. I'm broke.
Well, I know you broke.
Go to my friend Tyler's house, I guess.
That's why Dale. Dale, can we open up the lines, and I'm going to ask the audience, where can I get the best fish and chips in Portland?
They're going to say fish on a stick.
What's the number again? 503-231-8187. Please give us a call. Where can I get the best fish and chips in Portland?
You don't even really like fish. That's the thing that's like throwing me off about this whole conversation. It's like you don't really like fish.
What fish don't I like?
Exposure.
I like salmon. I love salmon.
All types of exposure.
You're tripping.
I used to make salmon all the time back in college.
Wow. Salmon is a really good fish.
Oh, it is.
The very first time I made salmon, it was wonderful. Surprisingly, actually, not really surprisingly, I'm awesome. But I got some kale. I think I told you this before. I got some kale and put the salmon in a bed of kale. Put some olive oil over it.
Yeah, you told me about that.
Squirt some lemon juice. Put some lemon pepper. It was wonderful.
Bro, the only thing that
I had kale last night. Kale is amazing.
Kale is good, bro. Kale.
And this is like kale, like fresh out of the garden kale.
And it's good for you. It's a superfood. Yes. You know that?
Yes.
It's a superfood.
You can put it in a smoothie.
You can.
Oh yeah. Hey, but the thing is, you gotta have a good blender because if your blades aren't sharp enough, you will have chunks of kale, and it's just like an unpleasant texture to have.
Like the spine of the kale.
Yeah, it's an unpleasant texture to have while drinking a smoothie because it's not smooth.
Yeah.
You know.
Miriam, what's going on?
Hi.
What's going on, Miriam?
Oh, not much. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm looking for some fish and chips. You know, summertime.
Welcome to culinary culture.
I turned on the radio and you guys were talking about one of my favorite foods, so I thought I have to call in and give my opinion on where to get the best.
And which food would that be?
That would be the Toffee Club on Hawthorne.
What was it? Say that again.
The Toffee Club.
The Toffee Club?
Yeah. Oh,
wow. What do they serve?
Fish and chips.
Well, it's a British pub, and they specialize in global football, aka soccer.
Okay.
And they have a mean fish and chips. The rest of their food can't speak for it, but their fish and chips is killer.
I'm there. And what do you eat your fish and chips with? Because Jalen doesn't agree that ketchup or tartar sauce. So what do you eat your fish and chips with?
So I'm in agreement that if it's cooked right, you don't really need any condiments.
Amen. Wow. Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
Preach.
Mm-hmm.
Preach.
Wow.
Vic, can we get a Yelp review on that place?
Okay, so I'm actually looking at, according to Facebook critics, it's a 4.6 out of 5.
What?
Yes.
All right.
Only 5 stars out here. That is dope.
And, it's loading. Oh, we lost it. Okay, I'll get back to you on the Zagat review.
K-Boo Wi-Fi is a little shaky.
Appreciate it. We appreciate it.
Yeah,
You got to donate to make that Wi-Fi strong.
Apparently. That's true.
That's true.
So that one more time, the name of that restaurant?
Toffee Club.
Toffee Club on Hawthorne.
T-O-F-F-E-E Club.
This sounds so familiar.
Hawthorne.
Is it like dark inside kind of and like old British pub style?
Yeah.
Like hardcore?
Yes. Yeah.
I might have been in there.
The walls are black. Yeah.
Okay.
The walls are black. It's usually like packed if there's a important soccer game going on.
Is it by the Hawthorne Theater? Oh, did it drop?
Oh God, I don't know. I don't know. I'm really bad with directions.
Look
I'm
it
gonna,
up.
I'm gonna go check
on
it. I'm gonna go check it out. I'm gonna go check
phone.
It out.
Thank you so much.
But check it out.
I feel like you could only have fish and chips in the summer. Like, I feel like it's just
it enhances
Summer. Yeah. It's a summer. Yep. Like the last time I had fish and chips was in the summer, bro.
Yeah.
Last year, and I'm like, it's just like. Now I really want some, but I'm about to go home and make tacos.
Just go to Burgerville. They have good fish and chips.
They do. Nah. I had Burgerville today, and
I want catfish, bro.
Yeah.
Go to Aaron's. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
We're going to go to the Toffee Club next time we're on CC Radio.
Culinary culture.
We will talk about the Toffee Club. They also have a 4.4 out of 5 on Google reviews, so... This is all we
need. That's all we need.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate
have
it.
A good day.
All right, thank you, too.
Bye.
Oh, we found our fish and chips.
Hey, to be real, though, back to Michaela's comment, I don't eat fish out of fast food restaurants.
Burgerville is that place.
I know Burgerville's like, you know.
Filet of fish, though. Yeah. Filet of fish.
Bro, do not say that word in my presence. Do not say that in my presence. My mom used to get that all the time.
Bro,
it made
lit,
me want to disown my mom.
Lit. You for sure was eating filet of fish during
No, filet of fish made me, like, just hearing it, that it makes me want to gag. Because we used to eat it, like, all the time when I was, not all the time, but it was like a tradition after church. Oh, let's go grab a few filet of fish, you know, just a quick snack until dinner, you know. No. It's terrible.
This is just the go.
No, just the go because it was close to the church and
Why would it be filet of fish?
Because it was cheap. It's a dollar.
It was only a dollar.
You might as well just get a Big Mac, man.
I don't eat beef or pork. So my family doesn't.
And it was not a dollar. A Big Mac was like
pork?
$5
today.
No, my whole life.
No, his whole life.
What?
We've discussed this before.
He's never. You really don't know your friends, do you?
Wow.
I know. I've known you since we were like 12, and I don't know that.
Victor don't eat beef. He
I
just starts it.
My brother. Ooh.
Just kidding. He's a friendly guy.
Wait, what?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We've been friends for too long, so we just say stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
Y'all corny for that, bro.
We are.
We know it.
Yeah.
It's cool. We own it.
We just roll with it, bro.
Bruh, have y'all heard this song before on the backtrack?
In an elevator, maybe.
I don't know, but it's making me sleepy.
Oh yeah, for real.
That's what I'm saying. In a lobby of like a hospital. Bruh.
Hey, so,
it's the most unlikely collaboration that she would ever think of, but like two of the smoothest cats. Take a guess.
That's the hardest description of it. Yeah.
Take a guess on like. Take a listen, real quick.
Darius Anderson Martin. Pack.
No. Darius Martin.
No.
This is definitely Chevy on here.
Nope.
Common.
Nope.
Give us a hint.
Bruh, like really okay, listen. Just
say it. Yeah, say it. Okay, bro. Right, you know, like,
no, give on, us a hint. Give like, us a hint. I want to play. What is play. The first letter? What's the first letter?
The first artist.
Oh, wait, this is just an instrumental. So, yeah, like, we're trying to guess producer.
First artist is with a D. Second artist with a C.
Drake.
Nope.
Wow. Currency.
Dr. Dre.
Currency.
Dr. Dre.
Not Dr. Dre.
Nope.
Is it a girl or boy?
Devin the Dude.
It's a dude.
Not Devin the Dude?
Nah.
Not Devin the Dude.
It's Currency and somebody else.
Who else would it be? That's Dom.
Yep.
Dom Kennedy.
Yep.
Currency and Dom.
This, bro, I used to listen to this song.
Winner.
Hey, time,
I get a prize or something.
It's called Hennessy Beach by Currency and Dom Kennedy.
On Currency's project.
Which one? This is old, bro. This is like from like when I was in high school, but it's like got that smooth, like. Beat, bro. It's
wasn't this on like Pilot Talk?
No, nah, I wasn't on nothing, bro. Oh, it was like it was like just a solo.
Okay, real quick. Let's talk about summer foods. What are the best summer foods? Since you said that fish and chips you can only eat in the summer, or at least like it's better
the
in
best
the summer.
Best summer foods, bro.
So ribs,
bro. Hold on, bro. I'm about to give you. I'm about to give, bro.
But it seems like that's when
milkshakes.
People always
chocolate
eat
milkshakes,
them.
Chocolate milkshakes, dog.
Huh?
Chocolate milkshakes.
Chocolate milk, chocolate ice cream is just disgusting. So I don't.
That's racist.
Racist to your own kind.
I had a Burgerville strawberry milkshake today, and it was amazing.
Like, bro, have you ever had a?
Hey, did you get the one with the natural strawberries in it?
Yes.
Yes. Amazing. Yes. They're in season. Yeah. Go
yeah.
get that.
Yeah, that's why I went. My coworkers they pretty much convinced me to go, and I was like, I really don't want to spend that much money.
It's a lot of money.
I just wanted to go to HQ and get a meal for like, you know, $6.
You mean DQ?
HQ.
HQ.
Oh, headquarters.
Yeah.
Corporate talk over here.
Yeah, corporate
talk. Corporate talk. Corporate talk. HQ.
I would say my favorite summer food, while we're on the topic, would have to be
orange sicle shake.
That's not a food, bro. That's a dessert, man. We're talking about actual food.
Bro, I'm so hungry. I know when we get home, I'm about to make some tacos, bro. And then I'm about to have
some ice. Is tacos your favorite summer food?
No. But I'm just saying, like, you know, Michaela put me onto this game where she puts, like, bell peppers in with these chicken tacos, and it's flame. So, bro, when we get back to the
basic flavor.
So when we get back to the crib, I'm about to make me some tacos.
Ready for, like, a whole list.
I'm about to make some tacos, bro.
New.
And then after that, let me tell y'all a secret. I got the vanilla bean Tillamook ice cream, bro. Right?
It's almost gone.
It's good. Sorry. It's actually really good.
What
though.
The? Wait, hold on. What do you mean it's almost gone?
Anyway, Jalen, get
it's
to
it's like
yours.
Literally almost gone.
What? Bruh!
Don't worry.
I've been eating ice cream like every day this week.
Okay.
What the?
What?
What the?
Go ahead, Jalen.
Sorry.
Summer foods,
man.
Stay on bruh.
Stay on top.
Nah, y'all need to handle this outside
right.
of the you studio
really
and inside the household.
You really been killing it like that?
Like Safeway on the way.
Okay. Wait. Is there the... Oh, God, man. God.
Anyways.
He's like actually mad.
He's butthurt. Tevin, Tevin's not going to sleep good tonight.
Nah, bro, because the thing is I got the Toll House cookie dough. You feel me? So I put the vanilla bean, you know what I'm saying? And then I put the Toll House cookie dough in there.
Do you
there.
Apply your own cookie dough to your ice cream?
Oh, yeah, bro.
Wow, that's
because the little,
that's,
the
that's
little,
crazy, bro.
The little chunks ain't enough sometimes.
I never thought of that. To be honest, I never really messed with the cookie dough ice cream until recently. Like, I didn't like it at all.
No, I love
reason.
Cookie dough. That's my favorite thing.
And now I like it. Like, I'll go to Papa Murphy's and get one of them cookie dough jars and just eat it.
Yeah,
Papa
dog.
Raw.
Just raw?
Raw.
Hey, sometimes it's like that.
It's
don't
raw.
Get sick, though.
Yeah. I don't.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, Al?
Hey, best summer food at all? Come on. Barbecue chicken and potato salad. There you go.
Facts. That's what I was trying to get off my chest. Thank you so much, Al.
Facts.
That is exactly what I was
trying to get
off my chest.
You got to get the potato salad from Safeway because that's the best one.
Wait. There is a certain.
Oh, you make your own potato salad.
Yes.
Oh, nah. Yes.
Yes, bro. Why are you getting your potato salad from Safeway? You lazy?
Wait. Flame.
Do it all. Add the egg in there and
yes.
the mayonnaise and the pickles uh-huh. and all that good stuff. Oh, yeah. You got to make your own.
Right. Definitely. Red potatoes.
Red potatoes or Russes don't matter.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
It matters. It matters.
No, some people have a preference. They just really think that red potatoes are superior. So, you know.
True.
I just...
Hey, a spud's a spud.
I like that. Quote of the day. Yep. A spud is a spud.
That's very true.
Bro, thank you so much.
Yes. For responding.
Thanks, Al. Appreciate that.
I'm so hungry right now.
We can tell.
So Tim. Hungry.
You about ready to
And I thought I was going to have some vanilla bean ice cream.
I'm pretty sure that wouldn't fill you up.
No. I
Dude,
was gonna have
like
it.
Whatever.
I was gonna have it after. All right, with, you know what I'm saying? Oh, but you didn't let me finish. So, bro, you put the vanilla bean ice cream, then you get the Toll House cookie dough, throw that in there, and then you throw the Hershey's chocolate in there, boy, and then you mix that thing up.
Are you Ooh. Putting like this chocolate
sounds,
bar?
This sounds like a Pazookie almost.
Duh. Nah, but it's not. It's not a cookie though.
It's an ice cream.
But no, nah, I'm not
that
making
like
it.
A lot of work. Like, you could just like, buy that.
Just buy it, bro. Just like, buy cookie dough ice cream, bro.
Is it cheaper to do it that way?
No, he feels not. Like he's making it. That's the
no.
whole thing.
Y'all got me messed up. Nah, bro. Y'all gotta understand, dog. They don't put. They be scheming y'all on the cookie dough in the cookie dough ice cream, bro. The chunks don't.
Is this
be,
the chef it, that you're talking
bro,
about?
Bro, the chunks yes. don't be big. It be like, bro. What? Is there any?
It depends
though?
On who's the.
Oh, yeah, Ben and Jerry's is flame.
I say you get the Ben. They got the whole core, don't they? They got the. Cookie dough core? Or was that the only the caramel core?
I don't know. Really nah, ain't not a Ben and Jerry's is flame, bro.
I don't care.
Ben and Jerry's is sure. flame.
Just like vanilla bean or like,
the vanilla bean. Hey, bro, tell like, me, bro, see the difference.
That's cinnamon related. Just, I'm good.
Yeah.
You tripping. Vanilla bean is flame.
That's what I said.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
yeah.
Oh,
vanilla
yeah,
bean
nah.
is good, bro.
Nah, y'all got it, bro. With this Cali Uchis playing underneath.
A side note, did you listen to her album?
No, I didn't, but I saw her Coachella performance, and like she got some pretty good songs on there.
She does. She just can't really sing that well. That's like, what makes me...
SZA like, can't sing either.
No, exactly.
She can't. That's why she's been straining her vocal cords. Yeah. And now
but y'all wanted
vocal.
To... Okay, can we please rewind to when we all were having this conversation about her, and y'all wanted to get on my head?
I never said that she could sing. I just
yeah, you
that,
did. I said Tink was a better vocal, like a vocalist, and people were arguing with me. I can't remember if it was you specifically. But Tink is a way better
she can.
Singer.
Yeah, no, Tink can sing way better than SZA can. SZA created 3 full projects without vocal lessons.
SZA
didn't get like, vocal lessons until after she dropped Control.
Yeah, it's like just like, a mess. Like, it's a mess.
So that's, you know, so she's still reverting back to her old singing ways when she's performing, which is causing a strain on her vocal cords because she doesn't know how to properly use her vocals. And now she has swollen vocal cords and can't perform for who knows how long on
okay
this tour.
So cut it, it didn't work out, wish you the best.
No.
It's done.
No,
so is that can't. Is it so do you, like, is this the end of her career maybe?
No,
I mean I'm just no. over it. How many no. more Clatchit songs can you do? Classy Ratchet. How many more of those can you do?
Well, one thing I will I
Wait,
feel
hold
like
on. Did you just make that up?
No, it's like things that girls say. You guys gotta get
I
hit.
Do I mean if anything, say if her singing career was over, she could still be a songwriter because she has some. I think she's
yeah,
like
she
pretty
definitely.
Good. She's good as a. She's a good songwriter.
Yeah, if that's what people want to hear.
Yeah,
I'll bet.
But
bet,
listen
bet.
To me, LMI blows them both out of the water. I love Tink, but LMI is like amazing.
She's an artist from
DJ
UK Mustard. That's signed to DJ Mustard's label. Thing is, she's been out right. Okay, here.
Wait. Is this the girl that sings that one song?
Boot up. Yeah.
Boot up.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, bro.
So here's the thing. She's been putting out projects. She like her first project came out like 2 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Of course, I was already hip, you know.
She opened for Kehlani.
She did.
When she came,
yeah. She released 3 EPs and they were all in preparation for her album, which is I feel like now is gonna be released. So Boot Up was on a project, an EP that came out a year ago.
Yeah.
She drops a music video and was singing the song on IG Live, and then all of a sudden the song just blows up. But one thing I noticed, although like the song had started to gain some traction just from the video being released, I think that because her video was being posted on like multiple Twitter pages that have like a lot of followers and everything. I think that she paid those people to promote her video, and that just naturally, you know, gained traction, and then now the song is like 11th in Billboard charts.
So do you think she's...
I think it was just a really smart strategy.
But I mean, do you think that she can contribute and put an album out?
Dude,
I think
so. She has DJ Mustard, Chris Brown. Like, she has so many people behind her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like, at this, crazy. At this, how old is she? She's like 23.
Yeah. Where's she from?
UK.
Oh, what?
Yeah, yeah.
See, that might help her out a lot.
And I think now with like Boot Up, she can take that song, make it her lead single for her album. And then that way, when she puts out the album, say the song goes platinum, that just makes her album closer to going gold, like right off the bat, because she has a platinum single on her album, or platinum if her album goes platinum.
And this song is 2 years old.
The song is a year old. Oh, song is like over a year old.
And it's just now getting played.
She got anything on Georgia Smith though?
Dude, LMI is a good singer.
LMI can sing. Georgia Smith.
It's different styles. It's different genres.
I haven't listened to her yet, so that's why I'm asking.
She's crazy.
Yeah. Georgia Smith, she can sing.
But it's certain
type of songs.
Though.
Yeah, exactly.
She could sing, bro.
She could sing.
I saw her live. She could sing.
So, you saw Georgia Smith live?
Yeah.
Bro, you be going to so many concerts, dog. I thought you go to every concert here in Portland.
Yo, especially for somebody who don't even like get up on recent music.
Yeah.
You know, he'll never listen to recent music, but apparently he's a concert head. That's
what's
up,
what?
Man.
I ain't the one finding the concerts. People plug me, and I tell you, my life only, like, the only reason why I know so much about pop culture is because people like Victor, who send me music on a regular, and then my sister, who will be like, this person's in town,
yeah,
and she'll hit me up, and we go. I don't even know where to go to look for concerts in town. I just have to Google, I guess. Like,
I feel like
I don't know. Like, yeah. I don't know where to check. I don't know
like
where to get music.
You go
like,
to so many I feel like you go to a concert a month, bro.
It was like that at one point, honestly.
What's the next concert coming to town anyway?
Eric Bellinger.
He's not coming here. He's coming to Seattle. Oh. My next concert is going to be Burna Boy.
What's that?
Burna Boy is... He's...
one of these young, hip, young rappers.
No,
he's rappers.
He's an Afrobeats artist.
Oh,
yeah.
My bad.
I love Afrobeats.
Dude, when's Ty Dolla coming in town?
No one cared.
Because I literally missed him last time and I cried.
I think he's on that tour with G-Eazy. Is he?
I don't know.
I think I saw him on tour. Yeah.
I think because like G-Eazy has this big tour again. It's like
I don't
the
care
MS.
For him.
Me either. But every time he goes on
right, tour,
every time
he
goes on
money.
Tour, he brings the best artist that you want to see
you
except
told me that
him.
Last time.
That's how you know he getting money.
His tours are like DJ Khaled albums, bro.
Honestly.
Like.
it's like him, Lil Uzi. I'm pretty sure Ty Dolla $ign is on that tour.
He bring an Uzi with him?
Yes.
Dude, I'm going to that. I don't care.
But it's like gonna be one of those like in the like the outdoor venue.
Amphitheater. Yeah. Amphitheater. Bruh, I don't know. I remember last year, the Trav concert, that was kind of cool. I haven't been to a concert, to say, in a while, bro. I really haven't.
Was the last one you went to with Vince Staples?
Nah, bruh. The last concert that I went to was...
Tyler?
Nah, I didn't go to that. The last one that I went to, bruh, was Travis Scott when he was in Portland.
You're lame, bruh.
What do you mean? I swear you went to Vince after you went to Travis.
Nah, maybe.
I got ASAP Ferg coming up here next month, I think.
Oh, because he canceled the last tour, right?
Yeah, so he's coming back. Oh, July?
It was just, yeah. It was July 7th.
It's supposed to be prime summertime. 7th. Is it June? I thought it was in June.
Oh,
that seems too long.
I saw it on the 7th.
Yeah, it's one of those.
What's going
two.
On?
What's up with Curtis Harding, though? Y'all Ooh. Up on Curtis Harding?
I know.
He's like a soul. Oh, man. That album's fantastic.
Too old was too woke.
Curtis Harding is dope, man.
Yo. Plug me in, bro.
Yeah, yo, you know, if
man,
I
wish
know
I had a song
if
for
Victor
y'all,
don't
too.
Know it, then.
Oh, where? Yeah, Curtis Harding's
say,
last album.
Don't
he's
know
a,
it.
He's an R&B.
I'm scared.
He's like a super soul. I'll show you the album cover, but that's he's coming this weekend, actually. He's going to be at Doug Fur right down the block.
That's
okay,
why.
Doug Fur.
Doug Fur has, like, the lowest key artists.
Yeah.
But
before they really
I heard it's
up.
A nice
right,
venue, though.
But it's a great venue.
Downstairs?
That's,
is it
yeah.
only downstairs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, downstairs is
Doug Fur is actually
about to
one
go to
of
that?
My favorite venues.
Yeah. How much are tickets?
Probably, like, $15 or something. Yeah. Oh, you said Doug?
I'm definitely going to try to
Yeah. But you already, but the thing is about that is like that it's those small, like intimate concerts before
those are
people
the best. Blow up. Those are the best. No, those are the ones I like. Yeah. Okay, so like I went to the Champions Tour with Kendrick Lamar and all them.
Yeah.
And I only did that because Kendrick Lamar is my favorite artist. I won't go.
Did you go?
Yeah.
How was it?
I just said I went, bro.
No, I know, but I'm just.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, it was like, I know all of his songs, and like, I'm a huge fan of like all the other people on TDE, so it was huge for me. We did see SZA perform, and that was interesting. But, yeah, bro, it was dope, but I hate big concerts like that.
Yeah.
Just because there's nothing, it's like, why? Like, you could just play the music. You know, you're not up there like close to them. Like, I like to get into the mosh pit and fight through everybody and shimmy and elbow a couple people and get to the front and scream and sing all the songs. Like, that's my type of concert. And then if it's a R&B artist, then I'll just go fight to the front still and then vibe out and try to sing, but not too loud so you can't hear it on my Snapchat.
Right. Wow. I feel like,
what the heck?
I feel like the smaller shows, the more intimate shows, it just enhances the whole concert experience. Like, I want to make eye contact with the artist.
Yo, I made eye contact with Georgia Smith, bro. She snatched my soul. She took my kids.
Wow. Which ones?
The ones in the future, bro. Okay. You should have seen, bro. She touched my soul. I never felt that before. She looked me dead into my soul. And it's crazy because I was really far away and no one was around me and there's a red light over me. So I probably just look elegant, you know. I look good in red light. I was looking like light-skinned trap soul, bro. Wow. And she released my soul from the trap.
Wow.
Bro, it was a magical moment, y'all. Like,
you're killing me, bro.
And for the listeners who don't know who Georgia Smith is, she's an extremely talented and beautiful woman, and you should probably listen to her music.
Michaela, tell us about your Beyonce experience, your first concert going to see her.
I've already talked about this so many times.
But you can never get too tired of talking about your first experience ever seeing Beyonce.
You got the water on you, huh? Did you get the water on you?
No, we were high up. This is the thing.
Oh.
Tevin got us nosebleed seats, forgot to tell me. We get there. I'm walking past literally every single person I've ever seen in my life to the very back. Tevin tells one of the people that work there I broke my leg. So they take us down to like a closer seat.
Wow. Like my finesse.
He always does that. So we got like a little bit closer, but it was
It was like, bro, it was like perfect seats, bro. Because the thing is, it wasn't like hella. I mean, it wasn't real close. It wasn't too far back. It was literally like, it was literally in the handicap space. So it's like right dead, like in the middle, bro.
Yeah.
So it was between like 100 and 200.
Yep.
It was like mid-level.
Yeah. That's usually where they have the handicap is like between 100 and 200.
But the thing is, it's like nobody's really in front of you like that. You got your own personal space. We had four seats to ourselves. You feel me? We was just sitting there chilling.
Yo. Oh, side note. Jeezy's tour is him, Ty Dolla $ign, Lil Uzi Vert, YBM, Namir, P-Lo, and Murda Beats.
Oh, wait. So Murda Beats doing a DJ set. Wait, hold on. Before you get to that. She had tried to roast on me saying I got nosebleeds. But guess what? Tell them where we sitting now in September.
Oh, for On The Run 2, we got floor tickets for like $350.
Boy.
So that's like crazy.
Okay, that's not that bad. That's not
Step
that
up bad. Game is nice.
Yeah. But like.
Oh, man.
You're crazy. We
don't even know. All right, but what were you saying?
Ty Dolla $ign, YBM, Namir, Lil Uzi.
That sounds fun.
It does. But I don't care.
Dislike all of Jeezy's music.
Exactly.
Like the song with Harley or whatever her name is. Like, Halsey? I just can't do that.
Oh my gosh, I don't like the radio. But like every time I do have the radio on, that song is on.
Or the videos on TV.
I don't play that on cable.
No.
We ain't playing it on Facebook, bro.
This facts. And then on top of that, he just released a song called 1942, and it's literally a diet version of Magnolia by Playboi Carti. The song is trash, and he added Yo Gotti and YBM Namir, and I'm just like,
wait, likes it's a diet. It's a diet version of
Magnolia.
How?
The beat? The exact same beat.
Oh, wow. With less offensive lyrics, so it appeals to mainstream audiences.
Exactly. Bro, but we've went over this, bro. How many times have we, like, bro, it's G-Eazy, bro. The man,
it's
literally.
It's Gerald.
The man, nah. Gerald. And I got respect for him because he's from the Bay, but literally he just, like, I think he had coke
That's
charges.
All it takes to get respect from Tevin.
No, but the thing is, he does like really rep the Bay and like push back. So like, I do respect that. He seems like a really cool dude. But his music, bro. Like,
did you watch his Rapture episode?
Nah,
you guys.
I don't care to watch it.
Me either.
Y'all should though.
I don't
Netflix,
care.
Netflix, step your game.
Bro. I like how we just the second half of CC Radio is it's all music.
Well, bro,
hey, culinary culture was solid,
bro,
though.
Food and music.
Yeah, it could be concert culture now.
Damn, oh,
let's Welcome get it.
A concert. All right, so what's the best? What's the best concert you've ever been to?
The last best was the Roots when they came into town. Ooh. They had like an outdoor venue, and it was crazy because I was stupid souped. The night before, Yasin Bey was supposed to perform. He was in town, but he didn't perform.
Oh.
And I had a homegirl that's like in the PR world, and she's like, "Oh, he's gonna be the guest. He's gonna be like the surprise guest at the Roots concert." Mm-hmm. And she told me that like mad early in the Roots concert. So throughout the whole concert, I'm like, "Dang, do I put it on Facebook? So because I know, do I throw it on Twitter because I know? Nah, let me like make it a surprise for everybody, right?" So the concert ends, and I'm like, "Yo, man, y'all need to stick around. I need to stick around." And ain't nothing happened. And then, like, the people were like, "All right, show's over, y'all leave." And I'm like, "Haha, real funny. You know, I know y'all got a special surprise." Yeah. Ain't nothing happened. I was out there looking real foolish, man.
Oh, real foolish, bro.
So like Will Smith the feeling the during the concert, I felt like I was $1 million. So I was like, "Yo, I know something that nobody else knows." Yeah, I had the super exclusive, and it ended up being a bust, man. That was the most humbling, man. But the Roots concert was dope. Like having a hip hop band. Yo, that's really, that was one of the dopest shows for sure.
I feel like a lot of artists now are trying to like really use like live instruments and live.
I guess Odyssey is really good at that, yo, because like he has all his own beats, but when he does a live performance, he came over to the Wonder Ballroom last year. And like he had his whole band do everything that his beats were. And that's dope. You know what I mean? Transforming like a beat into live. I really, really appreciate those. But
one of the best bands I've seen live is Black Milk's band, Matt Turner. Man. Oh my gosh. I saw them at the Doug for last summer. Oh wait. Might have been the summer before. Can't remember. But one, he's already an amazing lyricist.
No doubt.
And
he does his production too, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
Word.
Yeah. And his band, Matt Turner band, yo. It's only like four of them, but this is literally the best band I've ever seen. I mean, like live bands for hip hop. I mean, because you know, you're not, most of the time you don't have live instrumentation on the actual, like the studio version of the production.
Absolutely.
But when you bring that to life and like live, and it's just, you got the acoustics, especially in Doug Fir. That's one reason why Doug Fir is like one of my favorite venues in Portland, because the acoustics in there is amazing. The sound in there is amazing. The, like everything is just perfect in there, really, especially for a live band. And yeah, that, I felt them drums in my soul.
It was
powerful.
What about trash concerts, man? Because that Wash the Throne tour was, it was trash to me, man. Wow.
I don't want to talk about trash concerts. Oh, I want to talk about my favorite concert.
Oh, okay,
trash
okay. You got it, G. But that was a trash concert, just to say. Yeah.
Where'd you go see it?
Was it really, though?
Phipps Arena, I think, in Atlanta. Really like, just a ridiculously big concert. You know what I mean? Like, venue. Oh, it was sold out. And it was just like, I could have just been in a car. And slap you could not.
That's why I said I don't like large venue concerts. I guess because it's not as intimate.
And it was inside. A large venue outside is fun, but a large venue inside, it's a waste of time.
Yeah, it's just facts. I would say Division. That was
a good concert.
That was a great concert. That dude, Daniel Daly, right?
Yeah.
That dude, you know, like, there's people who can sing, and then there's people when they sing, like the emotion of the lyrics comes through. Like it was crazy to see this dude sing, bro. Like it really looked like he was feeling what he was singing about. It was crazy, and like their switch ups and transitions were dope. And then my second one would be my Schoolboy Q concert I went to in Australia, because
what?
Yeah, that stuff was super lit, because I rolled up in there. There's not too many African-Americans in Australia because it's Australia. So when people were hearing me talk, they're like, yo, your accent is dope. And I was like, oh, cool. Like, it was weird. I was like a celebrity. And then I went in there, and before he came out, they were playing like some Kendrick songs. Of course, I know all the words to Good Kid, Mad City. And so they start playing Mad City, and I start rapping it, and then a little circle formed around me, and then I was just getting hype, and everyone was, bro, it was crazy. It was like I was the opener for Schoolboy Q.
Oh my god!
And then, yeah, that was one of those concerts where I fought up to the front, was up there screaming the whole time, lost my voice, was just drenched in sweat, nasty, sore the next day. My rib cage was like all destroyed and bruised, but yeah, it was amazing.
Yo, Cudi's last concert too. I mean, his last tour.
Never been to
it. A lot of people slept on.
Cudi used to be my favorite artist, and then
he came out with Wizard, and like people were just like, nah.
I liked Wizard.
Did you now?
Wait. When was that Cudi and Kanye album drop?
Next June in a couple 8th. Weeks. 8th? Yeah. June 8th. Dang. A week and a half.
I liked Wizard. It was different, but then that other one, the Speed and Bullet to Heaven, that was trash.
Ah, brother, Travis Scott one was lit. The Travis Scott song was raw.
Was it on Speed and Bullet?
No, it was on that the was, one. That was after. On
Passion, Slam Pain, it. And Demon Slayer.
Yeah.
That was a good. Fire, that was a good. Man. The song with Willow Smith.
Yeah, that's my favorite song. That's Rose Golden. Rose Golden is such a dope song.
Yeah, that song is amazing. Yeah, that album had a lot of good songs.
It really did. And then that was like his comeback.
Right, he had the few tracks with Pharrell too.
Yeah, the one with Andre.
3K, two tracks on an album with 3K. Come on, man! Like that's.
Yeah, that was a good album. But yeah, I haven't seen Cudi live.
He never, I feel like, my bad, I got up in your personal space. I feel like, when was the last time he came to Portland? Are we on his stops? Like, I feel like he doesn't, Seattle. Yeah. I'd go to Cudi tour.
One of my favorite concerts, like, it's up there, like, probably top three, top two, was the Travis Scott and Young Thug tour.
That was a while back, though.
That was.
I remember you talking about that.
That concert was... It was just perfect because it's like, if you like both of those artists, that it was literally the perfect concert. You have.
Did you go down the East Coast?
Yeah, I went to it when I was in Virginia. So since they were both, and Metro Boomin was the opener doing DJ set. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, like this is all I need.
Although the Trav concert that I did go to here in Portland. Drake came out,
yeah,
because it was the first time they performed Portland,
right?
And I was like, damn, I remember like people like going stupid. That was stupid because they saw Drake was like in the stands, bro. Like,
and then he was in the mosh pit.
Yeah, that was lit, bro.
Yeah,
I wonder how this.
Y'all talk about Cole and Thug.
Oh no, Cole and Thug are going on tour. I have no desire to see it though.
I want to
see Thug, but I don't want to see Cole.
Why not?
Because of the album, just because of him.
I just don't care to see J. Cole in concert.
I saw him in concert in Eugene, and it was cool.
Why are you so
we met him.
We did meet him. We did actually meet J. Cole after. I told him I lied, and I told him. I was like, hey, Cole, bro. I was like, hey, Cole, bro. I just made honor roll.
Meanwhile, I was the one that was on honor roll, and he sits there and tells J. Cole it was him.
Wow.
Bro, hey, I said, hey, Cole, bro. I just made the honor roll, bro. And he looked at me, and he shook me up. He said, "That's what's up, bro." And then he signed my phone, and he signed my my U of O.
That's crazy because I literally heard pretty much the same exact story from one of my friends, Alex. He met Cole and Eugene, and Cole signed his phone, and he kept that phone. On the back of it. And
you
then
can't really see it, but I got. I mean, you can still see. It's probably hard.
You got your ID signed?
No, actually, look at the O. You can still see like that slight signature.
There's nothing there, bro.
There's nothing there,
bro. You see that?
You're lying to us. Wow. On live radio.
Did he just jack his homeboy's story?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. He just stole him in.
You see that slight marker?
There's nothing there. It's okay. Tevin just lied to us, you guys.
No, he didn't. I have pictures, so don't even try me. Literally don't.
I just think it's
deep in the heart. It's deep in the heart.
I just think it's weird.
Right in front of me.
Oh, that's dope. I think it's weird that J. Cole and Young Thug are going on tour together.
Bro, I feel like it doesn't make sense.
Bro, they're trolling the industry, bro. They're trolling the industry.
They're
just trolling. It's like, bro, like.
If I'm seeing a trap artist, I don't want to see a conscious rapper on the same in the same show. Unless it's a festival. Okay,
you would do it for Kendrick.
That's
Kendrick is different, though.
He embraces both categories.
Right. Yeah, J. Cole, he literally made an album that essentially dissed the new rappers, mumble rappers, and it was like a troll.
But Young Thug isn't a part of that group, though.
Young Thug is...
because Cole explained it in that interview, if you watched
it. Angie Martinez, yeah, and he said that Young Thug is a genius, yeah. And he is. Like,
so, okay, so he's not a part of that new generation that we talked about.
He's not, but it's still just like, that's not really what I desire to see, like, in a show. And plus, K.O.D., that...
was not a good album.
Hey, thank you.
Okay.
No.
But you
okay,
were gassing it when last no, time listen, we were here. You listen, were like,
no.
Bro, this about to be the slap, bro. We already know.
No, I don't know if the album came out last time we had talked about it. But I said that I listened to the album 2 times. There were a few good songs I really liked. But since I listened those 2 times, which was like the day the album came out, I haven't went back and revisited the album. I have no desire to.
It's not.
It didn't have a high replay value for me. The
only songs I like on there is ATM.
I hate ATM now.
Because they had played on NBA ESPN all the time. Exactly. And they're gassing it. I still mess with it. I like ATM.
Motivate. I like Motivate.
Motivate is cool. But Friends is like my top one.
I really like Kevin's Heart. That was a good song, and the video just made it even better.
Yeah, so I mean, but the thing is, like, real avid cult, like, bro, didn't it break all sorts of streaming records?
It did, but that's, man, it's all hype. That's off of hype because he announced the album 3 days before it released, and
was it a surprise?
No
album?
Singles, yeah.
Oh, he always does that.
It's like I don't care, man. It's really gotten to the point where it's just like.
So did you bite
it's
his?
Just corny. It's predictable.
Did you bite his excuse for not collaborating with anybody?
No. What was his excuse?
What did you watch the Angie Martinez? What did he say was why he didn't want to work with nobody?
That's not his MO. That's not his stige. That's why he tried to make Kill Edward sound like it was somebody else.
All right.
And then Andrew's like, come on, bro. Like, you know it's you. And he's like, all right, yeah, it is me. Because he just doesn't work with anybody. And then he started talking about why him and Kendrick. I really thought that was an interesting interview, man, because he talked about him and Kendrick and how, like, he wants to work with somebody. You know what I'm saying? He was like, it was easier back then, but it's just going to be a lot harder now. Because he's got a family and all that.
Yeah, that's what he does.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people are really established in their scene or whatnot.
I feel like...
should we all start wrapping up?
Yeah, I feel like that's just a pity excuse. You have a family. I mean, you made a whole album. Like, regardless if someone's going in and out of the studio or not, that's not really gonna... I mean, granted, like, you might have to wait for them to get it, but if you're waiting, you can spend time with your family. I don't know. If you're making an album, that's gonna take time, right? I don't see it taking longer... or you having less time with your family just because it's other people getting on features.
Well, I mean, like Wyoming, like Kanye with his last album, he had people flying out to Wyoming for, you know, weeks
right now,
at a time.
People are there right now.
People are there now still doing stuff. So you kind of have to, like, all right, I'm gone for however many weeks.
This is his third album with no features. So come on, bro.
And I think that's everyone's biggest gripe, but.
Yeah. 3 albums in a row. I don't want to, bro, feature somebody. You have a label with about 5 amazing, maybe more
Boss
than that.
Boss is so dope.
Boss, Kaz, Ari Lennox, Jid, Earth Gang. Why are you not featuring these artists?
Jid is on Dreamville?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Like, why are you not? Jid got signed before Earth Gang, by the way. Like, why are you not featuring your artists, giving them some shine? Because they're all extremely talented. And now some of them are just fizzling out and probably won't have a career. I would say Kaz is. Boss, we don't know because his album's about to come out. But Kaz, I don't know if he's going to get any bigger than this. But we're about to wrap this up. We got about 50 seconds.
We're going to let y'all go, man. You know, we're going to let this Tyler Kerr play. We love y'all. Have a great night.
Culinary culture.
Culinary culture, concert culture. We out.
Combined culture.
Yup.